Hello, ladies and gentlemen, on Audio Bow. It is 7:51 in the morning on, I think, the 29th of August, 2015. And today, you can probably tell by the reverb and acoustics of where I am that this is not the bedroom / recording studio. This is the kitchen, and I am going to make a mess live on recording. I'm going to show you a fun and simple recipe that I have dubbed the Mac User's Breakfast. And this is basically taking a bowl and filling it with protein and nutrition and goodness and whatever. On comes the fridge. Thank you for making your entry. So I've done all the stuff that requires expelling liquids from containers with spoons, because that is a very annoying sound in a recording. I know that. I've not been critiqued for it as such in past cooking boos, but listening to them back, I just thought, wow, I don't know how people are not commenting in awe of the horrible sounds, like just in horror, like, excuse me, can you at least edit that sound out? I was like, I wish I could, but Audio Boom does not allow for that. I would have to record in an external application and use Boomail to upload it if I really wanted to edit it. But anyway, so far in this bowl here is yogurt and fruit. So, you know, there's small tubs of fruit. And here, excused handling noise. That's probably the, yeah, as quiet as I possibly could. In these three packets, I've got rolled oats, almonds, and walnuts. It's just one of the many super foods that I own in this kitchen. Yeah, so three of the many. So, yeah, you just put a little bit of those into the bowl and then stir it. So, as I said, this recipe is embarrassingly simple, but it is yum to make. It's awesome. So, I'll put in a few almonds, just depending on how much you eat. Yeah. And a few of these, a few walnuts. You don't have to listen to this if you don't want to. But anyway, this is just a bit of fun and a bit of simplicity for your Saturday morning. And if you're looking for breakfast ideas. So those and some rolled oats. And that, my friends, is a Mac User's Breakfast. I don't know why I call it that. I just do. Because I eat it all the time. Yeah. But then, like, as I said, I eat it all the time. I'll have it for breakfast, I'll have it for afternoon tea, I will have it just whenever I want a quick snack. So there. That, my friends, is that completed. In the matter of however many minutes this has been recording. So, just while I'm on here, and I've probably still got plenty of time left, I will just give you a quick update, because I have not done so in ages. And I've not thanked anyone yet. Thanks, everyone, for your overwhelming response to the two first productions that I posted. That's right, I did two first productions this year. I did the first production and then the first electronic production, as requested by ZachB95. So yeah, thanks for those responses, especially for starting my new life with you, the first production, as I like to call it. Someone actually said they could hear the emotion in every chord, and that's what I was after, exactly what I was after. So, and long introductions, I'm one for long introductions. For you guys' information, if you've not checked, the introduction goes for 2 minutes and 18 seconds. And that's just the introduction of 6 minutes and 33 seconds of, pure excitement and reflection and, yeah, just emotion. So, what else is there to say? Yeah, I thought I would just mention it. Apple Christmas is here, my album, is going to be released on September 9th, so probably September 8th for the guys in America. So, I won't tell you what songs are on there, but yeah, it's basically, well, no one has ever written songs about iPhone launches or new iOSs. So I thought, well, me being a musician / producer / arranger / Apple enthusiast, I'm gonna do it. I wanna do that. So yeah, that album will be the results of that. So yeah, keep a watch for the 9th of September. Oops, creaky floorboard. Yeah, that's really about it. So goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your breakfast. If I can close the app. There.